From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we're going to begin this hour with a couple of stories about race and violence in Southern California. We're going to hear from Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa about the double-digit increase in gang activity in his city, much of it between Black and Latino gangs. We're also going to hear about a trial in Long Beach, just south of L.A., where the beating of three young white women has led to hate crime charges against eight Black teens.
First, Mayor Villaraigosa. He's in Washington for a meeting of the National Conference of Mayors, and he stopped by our studio to talk about his city's gang problem.
There's no question there is an escalation of racial violence in the city of Los Angeles, in the county as well. All I'm saying is, a lot of what plays itself out and seems to be on the surface racial has a lot more to do with hopelessness and poverty, lack of education, turf war over drugs, war over territory, if you will. Having said that, we're very focused on addressing this issue. So while there is an increase, we're also very much targeting our efforts of prevention, intervention, suppression toward those gangs that are engaged in that kind of effort.
You've turned to the federal government for help. You've asked the federal government to step in and help you deal with this problem. What can and should the federal government do?
Well, first of all, when you look at Los Angeles, for instance, we're the gang capital of the United States of America. We have more than 40,000 gang members, some 250 gangs. Many of the gangs that are now national started in Los Angeles. What we're saying is we need federal assistance. We need the partnership with the feds, with the state, with cities and counties to work together. We think we need the federal system not just for suppression, but also prevention and intervention. And the truth of the matter is we've got to give young people alternatives to violence and to gangs.
But if you call on the federal government, does it send a message that the problem is now so large and intractable that the L.A. police force can't handle it?
No, what it says is that we need the assistance to make sure that it doesn't get beyond where it is today. When you say it's increased, it has. It's increased by 14% this year. But crime overall is down in Los Angeles. In fact, we're the second safest big city in the United States of America, in a city where we only have some 9,000 police officers for 4 million people, the most under-policed big city in the United States of America. So we're bringing in the feds so it doesn't get out of hand. We're under-policed, and we have to focus our resources in a more strategic, leveraged way.
Some of this gang violence has now made headlines, national headlines. There are a few cases that really caught the national attention. A 14-year-old girl, Black girl, who was gunned down by Latino gang members, a Latino toddler that was shot in the chest by a Black gang member. I'm wondering if you were, perhaps in looking back at this, a bit slow to sound the alarm. Some activists in the city say that city officials have downplayed this problem because they didn't want to cast the city in a bad light. It would be bad for tourism. It would be bad for home sales in some neighborhoods. Is it something that perhaps you should have been talking about from the minute you took office?
My whole life, I've been committed to being a bridge between the races, to talking about the fact that I'm here because of the Civil Rights Act and the Civil Rights Movement, and that the responsibility that comes with that is to make sure that the doors of opportunity are open, not just to me and people from the community that I come from, but from all communities. And addressing the issue of racial conflict is a responsibility that we all have. I will say this, and I feel strongly about this. The truth of the matter is the media likes playing up a lot of this conflict. And they're not there when the peacemakers are out trying to bring people together. They're there when one child is killed. And so I'll say that from my vantage point, yes, we have some conflict in our city, but it's not any greater than other big cities where there are demographic changes, where there's high poverty rate, low education rate, lack of jobs. You see this in cities all across the nation. And our ability to get along and work together is key. But there are going to be conflicts, and you got to deal with them strong, but you also got to deal with them comprehensively and smart.
Mayor Villaraigosa, thanks for stopping in to talk to
us. Thank you for having me.
That's Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor of Los Angeles.